You know, I've been married for the last 42 years of my wife. She finally, 6 weeks ago, she said, "Pop, I done found a young jockey to ride my pony. Someone young could ride the pony all night and really make him try." She said, "You know what? The little whip that you got, your little whip got too many knots." I said, "What you talking about, woman, too many knots?" She said, "Well, you want me to really tell you?" I said, "Yeah, hell yeah." She said, "Well, first of all, it's not long enough to tease. And again, it's not big enough to please. It's not hard enough to thrill. Lord have mercy. And it's not a damn thing I can feel." I said, "Don't tell me no more." She said, "Yes, one more thing. I'm going to leave your old tired ass and I'm not coming back." I said, "You know what? Let me tell you this. You talk too damn much. I done used up a whole case of duct tape trying to tape your big mouth up. Can you dig it?" I said, "I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just tired. Every time I get ready to go to the store, I got to tie you down. I'm just tired. Tell you what, I'm going out here to the shed and get this old three-wheel bike, and you get your fat ass over here and ride on out of here." She got on the bicycle, and before she can get a block and a half, she had bust every town there with her fat ass. Lord have mercy. Woo! She came back home and called the finest limousine service in Birmingham, on Birmingham Beach. And you know what? This long limousine pulled up in front of my door. This old lady ran out screaming and crying. She said, "Lord, I don't know who it is, but in a fine, pretty limousine like that, it got to be Mr. Ross Perot." Well, this other lady said, "Well, Miss Annie,